are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at First Love Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you enjoy this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day. Yes, it does.
Ladies and gentlemen, most curses, you don't even need a prayer. You need to step aside and let the curse pass. You need to just be aware of the thing that brings on the curses and avoid the causes of the curse. Because the Bible says, a curse causeless shall not come. When you avoid the cause, it cannot affect you. It can affect everybody around you, but will never affect you because you took steps to avoid the cause. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Do you want to know some of the causes of curses? Someone says causes of curses. Not curses of causes. Amen. This scripture you must know. Proverbs 26 verse 2. As the bird by wandering, and as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. It will never come near you. You don't have to be worried. You know, I told you a certain curse. Maybe I'll get there. Let's start some of the causes. So first of all, a curse is a proclamation that is made against you. Those words have great power to effect a series of unfortunate happenings in your life. Somebody can curse you. And if the person has a legitimate right to curse you, it will happen. For example, your mother's words, they carry power. Your parents have authority over you. When they say unfortunate misfortunes over you, it can come to pass. Yeah. Isaac spoke blessings over Jacob. It came to pass. Noah spoke curses on Ham. It came to pass. Jacob spoke curses on his first son, Reuben. It came to pass. These words are powerful. So, ladies and gentlemen, young people, try and win the favor of the people who have authority over you and let them speak good words about you. Avoid bad words. Do things that bring good words to you. Joseph attracted good words from his father because he was always walking in obedience. These words are legal declarations that are often punishments or judgments for misbehavior. Errors, mistakes that have been committed. A punishment is something that you deserve, that you have earned. You see the point? Like, for example, a judge made a pronouncement, well, you're going to be in prison for 9 years. And it came to pass. Paul Manafort, those who listen to news, Manafort, yeah, the campaign director, former campaign manager or director for President Trump, he now is going to be in custody for almost life. They said 24 and a half years. He's already past 70, I believe. 24 and a half years. That's the judgment. It's a proclamation. And because it has a legal basis, it will happen. He will actually be in prison. They even gave him an opportunity to step aside of the curse. He did not. He lied again. They gave him an opportunity that, look, we know you deserve this, but we'll give you an opportunity. Come and testify in truth. He didn't do it. He lied 3 times or more. And now, unfortunately, legally, legitimately, they made the proclamation, and he's going to be in life. Even now, the way he looks, it's like he's under a curse. A man who was so proper, have authority, now looks like nothing. It's like a curse. Every curse that you know about, the cause will not affect you. You will walk away from the cause in Jesus' name. It has a legitimate cause. When a declaration is made by a judge, it will affect you greatly if it's legitimate. if the law backs it. What has happened is that the words follow, and now the powers enforce it. So the judgment is passed, but like the judge, then the police, the prison wardens, the government, the law enforcement agencies, they come together and they enforce it. Arrest and keep away. The same way, when words are legally said, then the spirits, the implementers, come behind it to enforce it. The demons. These demons can never enforce it when it's not legal. That's the reason why when Adam and Eve, they sinned, the devil knew that a curse causeless will not come. So he did not just say, get out of the garden. You can't curse us by getting out of the garden. There must be a legitimate reason why we should step out and suffer. And so he set them up to legitimately have the curse by disobeying God, by eating of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, by walking away in doubt and disobedience, just like he did. He knew what was going to happen, but he didn't tell them. And they walked into the trap, and that was the end of them. A curse had to come. God wanted to prevent. He told Eve, what is this that you have done? Unfortunately, the curse has to come, and the curse came. Yeah. You know, in the same way, there was a story of Balaam and Balak. Balak was a king, saw Israelites growing, flourishing, excellent, and realized that these people, they are too great. One day, they will fight and overthrow me and kill my government. So went and brought Balaam, the priest, says, Numbers 23, please come and curse these people for me so that they will become weak. Balaam said, how much are you paying me? He said, oh, a lot of money. Okay, I'll come. Let me talk to God. God said, don't curse them. Don't do it. Then the king will come again, negotiate, don't do it. Listen, he tried to go and curse them. It was so difficult to curse them. When he opens his mouth to curse them, blessings start flowing. Blessings. There is a song by Bob Marley. He said, who Jah bless, no man curse. When the blessing of the Lord is what you have attracted, no curse can affect you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You will be blessed. And so this guy, yes, and the Bible says there's no, one of the things he said, there is no enchantment against Jacob or Israel. There's no enchantment. You can't cast a spell. There's no legitimate reason where a curse will come. Yeah. Look, bring it up. Numbers 23, verse 23. Surely there is no enchantment or curse against Jacob. Neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and Israel, what had God done? What has God done? God has rather done good things for them. It's true. Yeah. May this be your blessing in Jesus' name. When a curse is coming, may it meet this scripture. Surely, not maybe, surely there's no enchantment against Jacob. Neither is there any divination. People will take you to the witch doctor, and the witch doctor will rather die when he tries. Actually, Balaam nearly died when he tried to curse Israel. He was on his horse, donkey, riding, going to curse Israel. And the Lord sent an angel with fire and sword and to stop him in his tracks. He didn't see, but the donkey saw and started speaking. Master, why are you smacking me? Because the donkey wouldn't go. And then said, get out, move. I need to go and curse these people and make money. But the angel was there. The donkey started speaking. The man was surprised. Wow. And he said, look, you don't know what I'm seeing. Have I disobeyed you before? It's because of this angel standing there that I'm not going. If I go, it will strike and kill both of us. So he threw them off. Threw Balaam off. And then the angel revealed himself and said, if it was not for your donkey who stopped, I would have killed you. Anybody that tries to put a curse on you, an angel will elevate and deal with that person in Jesus' name. So, the causes of curses. Number one, the curse of Adam was caused by him listening to his wife's voice instead of God's voice. The cause of the curse was because he listened to his wife's voice instead of God's voice. Ladies and gentlemen, many people have looked at this and said, never listen to your wife. It's not true. I listen to my wife. That's not true. You should listen. When you get married, listen to your wife. If you find a godly wife, when your wife's words match up with the scriptures, when the thing God is saying is that the wife decided to bring, listen, Adam listened to Eve. When Eve was saying something different from what God was saying. Listen, the Bible says in Genesis 3 verse 17 to 19, and unto Adam he said, because you have hearkened unto the voice of your wife and have eaten the tree which I recommended you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Because of that, that's the reason why cursed is the ground for your sake. In sorrow you shall eat all the days of your life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return unto the ground. For out of dust were you created, and dust you shall return. Mercy. Cursed. Reason number one for curses. When you listen to a voice different from God's voice and you obey that voice. You are not married, so you may not identify with the wife, but you have a lot of voices that tell you something different from the voice of God. They are bringing you a curse. Some of your friends, the things they tell you. This my son here. I remember when in high school, when his hormones started coming full swing, his muscles started showing up. He started becoming bigger and taller than me. The girl started noticing him. Look, he's a handsome guy. What do you expect? That's my son, man. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, do you want to know the story? This guy was looking handsome because, of course. I mean, what do you expect, man? The genes have to show up. No sickle cell. Genes showed up. You know, the mom is such a beautiful girl. My choices, I mean, I have good taste, obviously. Anyway. Yeah. A man of culture. A man of taste, good taste. Anyway, whatever it is. Now, the girl started noticing her, and he started noticing the girls. And one day, there was a certain girl that was aggressive. I mean, I'll park my car, and the girl would come and tell me, man, hi. Oh, you are Josiah's daddy, eh? I just wanted you to know me. Yeah, he is not introducing me, but I want you to know me. And my name is this, hey, Bold. Look. At a point, I didn't know how to handle it. Then, I nearly called the police. Now, at a point, so I told my son that you are not ready for such things. You can't handle relationships and things. So, it's not. The Bible says there's a time for everything. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3, there's time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. Some of you should not embrace. When you embrace, you might easily have an unwanted pregnancy. Yeah. God forbid. Say God forbid. No, I'm serious. An embrace is one of the commonest forms of foreplay. Wow. For those who say you don't want to have sex. But that sex started outside. Listen. This, I mean, one, then he started arguing with me. Daddy, where is it in the Bible that says we shouldn't have a relationship? What is wrong with doing this? What is wrong with doing that? Oh, yeah. And then, no. Yeah. I'm telling you, today he looks a preacher and all that. He's gone through cycles. Him. Listen carefully. Now, I'm telling you, he's a great guy now, by God's grace. But I'm telling you, he nearly walked into a curse. The lady told him one day that your parents are not open-minded. They are a cake. They are old and old-fashioned. And I'm telling you. And he said, what is it? They call it fornication. We can call it fun. You know, I mean, like, come on now. Let's just kiss. Let's just embrace. I mean, they will go into corners and places. We will go to look for our son. We won't find him. By the time I realize he's coming from a... Look, think about it. Now, this is a girl who is counseling you to disobey your parent. The girl does not know that there is a curse about disobedience and dishonoring parents. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3 was about to just destroy him. Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on this earth. He was about to shorten his life and not to do well. That curse, all he needed to do was to know about this curse and to step aside, because he was hearkening to the voice of this foolish girl. This Eve of a girl that was attracting a curse for you. Some of the people that have psychiatric problems, drug addiction, they're walking in a curse. They can't stop smoking marijuana. They can't stop doing drugs. They can't stop alcohol because they can't stop fornication. Now they sleep with even their lecturers. They sleep with mothers. Somebody evil introduced them one day to this thing. And that was the beginning of a curse. Their life was destroyed from that day, because they hearkened to the voice of the friend over the voice of God, over the voice of the pastor, over the voice of scripture. And therefore cursed were they. They dropped out of school. Oh, let's just do it once. And then you have pregnancy, you stop your schooling. From that day, because you have a child out of deadlock, because you couldn't finish wedlock, because you couldn't finish, all these things start happening, ladies and gentlemen. And suddenly you don't finish school. You don't get a good job. You don't get a husband. I mean, your child is not brought up properly, because a baby is raising a baby. What's the hope, the future of that child? And then now you start blaming everybody else apart from yourself. It's because you listened to the voice of somebody above the voice of God. That thing, when there's a voice that tells you something against the voice of God, you are walking in a curse. Eve started it. May it never happen to you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. A voice tells you, let's go and steal. A friend, Bible says, let's go and shoplift, and then you get into prison sentences. Yeah, a guy tells you, your lecturer gets you mad, and a guy tells you, wow, you can deal with this girl, like you can beat her up. You strike at your lecturer, and then you are dismissed. All these things. And then from that time, your life tanks. Downhill. You go to every school, the records don't let them allow. It's a curse, but it came because of somebody's evil voice. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Because evil communications corrupt good manners. Evil advice, communication, will destroy the training that you've been brought up, your Christianity, because of somebody's 1533, girl, brother. Amen. Amen. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners, good training. Your parents may have trained you in a godly fashion. Then you get to school and somebody gives you another voice. And you take it. And that's it. A curse. A curse. You may not have a wife, but a voice that is above God's voice. I will never let you lead me. I will let the scriptures lead me. I will let the scriptures, God lead me. My wife cannot tell me something against. I will never listen to her. Yeah. So it's not the wife's voice. It's that the voice was different and imposed itself over the voice of God. Yeah, there's somebody say, it doesn't matter. Let's fornicate. It's fun. And you're also doing it. You're walking into a curse. Because a voice. Sometimes the voice is not the voice of a friend, but the voice of your emotions. The voice of your erection. The voice of your pride that makes you do something. The voice of your hormones. The voice of your hunger. So steal. Meanwhile, God says, thou shalt not steal. The voice of your cravings. The voice of peer pressure. Above the voice of God. Well brought up, but evil communications have destroyed all your good manners. It will never happen to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So that's one common, very common cause of curses. A voice that lifts itself. The Bible says, any voice that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Yeah. Bible says, our weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations in every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5. Yeah. So I never allow anything to speak to me higher than God's voice. I always ask, is this what God is saying? Is this what the scripture says? That's how I've stepped aside from curses. Yeah. One time as a child, I was, I had, all these nice girlfriends with nice bodies and nice things. Yeah. You think you're the only one who has a nice girl. But I could not. I would not. I've even been there, a naked girl, I've had to walk away. Because a voice just told me, God says, avoid fornication. And if I let the voice of my flesh speak to me like Eve, I walk in a curse. I walked away. The girl disowned me for life. I said, it's okay. Never seen her again. I'm telling you. But that is how Joseph nearly went into a curse. Joseph had Potiphar's wife say, sleep with me. My husband is not here. Once and for all. Come on, I'm only covered with a towel. You can have my towel and then have my body for dessert. Then Joseph rose up and said in Genesis 39, verse 9, says, how can I do this wickedness and come and sin against God? In other words, O you Eve of Potiphar's wife, your voice is trying to drown the voice of God in my life. And when I embrace any voice higher than God's voice, I'm walking in a curse. And Joseph said, there's a blessing awaiting me. I'm supposed to be vice president of the whole superpower of Egypt that I'm here. I may be an immigrant. I may be a slave. Or I may be a what? He was a slave, right? I may be a slave. But God can lift me up. He was sent to prison and there he still operated higher because there was no curse. A curse, costless, would never come. He stepped aside of the curse. Rather, put me in prison. Lie about me. If the curse goes away, the blessing will move me forward. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Then number two, the curse on Eve came about because she influenced her husband wrongly. The curse on Eve came about because she influenced her husband wrongly. You think it is only when you hear a bad voice that you walk into a curse. When you are the voice, you will also walk in a curse. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 3, again, verse 12 to 13 and 16, it says, "And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Then, verse 16, and he said, unto the woman, God said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In sorrow you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you." Mercy. Ladies and gentlemen, number one, do not listen to bad counsel over God's voice. Number two, don't tell anybody something to try and influence the person out of God's will. You will also get a curse. Yeah. For example, if I tell my wife to go and insult Bishop, she may go and do it. But God forbid, I will also then have to deal with the curse. Yes. Bible says, my brother, if sinners entice you, consent thou not. Amen. So, if you give somebody advice above, go and insult your mom. Go and face the pastor. This is just a little marijuana, a little, you know, just everything. Even Bible says, let your moderation be known unto all. So do it in moderation. Yeah. Let's just do it and say goodbye. I mean, I know we're not going to get married, but nobody knows about it. Look, this one, nobody knows. It's a phone that is lying here. You need a phone, I need a phone. We found two phones. Don't tell anybody. We may be in church, but maybe God is blessing us with these phones. You know it's not yours. And then you steal the two phones and you share. It's a curse. Jezebel told her husband, Ahab, go and kill Naboth. Let him be killed and take his vineyard. And God said, really? So Ahab was punished by Jezebel. God said, because you advise your husband, you will die, and dogs will eat your flesh and drink your blood. And it happened exactly that. A curse was pronounced. Number three, the curse of nations that came about because they had no compassion for the needy, the hungry, the thirsty, the strangers, the naked, the sick. Do you know if you don't have compassion for the weak, you don't attract a blessing? The curse that comes to nations or people because they have no compassion for hungry people, thirsty people, strangers or homeless, the naked, sick, and prisoners. How do I know? Matthew 25, verse 41 to 43. The Bible says, then shall he say unto them who are on the left, he will separate them, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Why? Because I was hungry, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty. You gave me no drink. I was a stranger. You did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, you did not visit me. And Bible says, when you go down, he said, how did it happen? He says, so long as you didn't do it for regular people, the least of my people, you also didn't do it for me. God says there is a curse for people who shut their eyes on disadvantaged people. Please, please, please. When you see the homeless and you have something, give them. When you see the beggar and you have something, give them. When you see somebody who doesn't have shoes and you have 7 shoes, please, give to them. It prevents a curse. Every curse, that's one way of sidestepping the curse. God created disadvantaged so that the advantage can help. I never give a dollar to a beggar. I refuse to do that. If you need money, I'll give you a dollar. You're not a beggar. But when I see a beggar, I'll give a $20 note. I'll rather. They need it. They need it. Somebody's sitting out there in the cold asking for money. And you have money and you drive by. You don't think it's, you think it's a blessing. Meanwhile, we have money. You have eaten and you have pocket money. It is better for you to lose one meal and give the money $5 to the beggar and get a blessing than you've eaten meal and now you're going to buy ice cream with the $5. Please. It's not a blessing. Yeah. There are some people in your schools, you've seen them wearing one jacket all the time. You have about six. Offer it. Offer it. Some of them are too proud to take it. No problem. But try. You'll be blessed. The Bible says in Hebrews 13, verse 1 and 2, he says over there that let brotherly love continue because you do not forget. Don't be forgetful to entertain strangers. Because thereby some have actually entertained angels unawares. God can come in the form of an angel. But sitting there as a beggar, you walk by. So I try. In fact, Israel was told that whenever you have money, set some aside for the poor. I've done that. I do that. I intentionally. I select money and put it in my wallet. It's not for offering. I don't give offering cash. I give electronic. I never buy anything with the money. I just give to people who need it so that I can step aside from a curse. Because I don't know the curse that may be walking in my life. But at least I know how to avoid it and rather get into the blessing. Do the same. When you see somebody who needs something and you can't, be generous. Your life will be always blessed. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, time is not on our side, but I'll just read these two and you go and search it. The curse on Israelites who caused their was caused by not following the voice of God. The curse on Israel was caused by their not following the voice of God. Deuteronomy 28 verse 15, write it down. Bible says, but it shall come to pass if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. There are a lot of curses. So just disobedience to God brings a curse. Let's try and walk in obedience to God. Whatever the Lord says, pay tithes, pay tithes. The Lord says, pray, pray. Whatever the Bible says, just do. By that, you will render a lot of curses causeless and they will never come. One of the things that is the blessing to people, there are a list of curses. I can't read them. Go and read them. A list of curses. Bible says that all these curses will never affect you. The only reason is that you're obedient to God. I'll read a few to you. Verse 16. What are these curses? For example, 28 verse 16 says, curse shall be your city. Curse shall be your field. That means that when you go out there, things will not work. Your field is your workplace. You will not be happy. Your schooling is your field. You will not enjoy schooling. You'll be frustrated. Curse shall be your basket and your store where you eat. And you can never save. Frustration because of disobedience. Verse 18. Curse shall be the fruit of your body. Even your children will become funny. And the fruit of your land and the increase of your kind. And even your prophets will become funny. All because of disobedience. I've decided me, I'll obey God. I don't even read these curses again. I only read one, the verse 15. Obey God. That's all. I don't need to worry about any curse when I just walk in obedience. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And the last but one is Noah. The curse of Noah was caused by his son dishonoring him. The curse of Noah was caused by his son. In fact, the curse of Noah's son was brought on when that son, Ham, dishonored his father. And Noah spoke and said, you'll be a servant of servants. That guy never prospered. May you never dishonor your parents. All of you who have problems with your parents, resolve it and you'll be blessed. Then the next one, the curse of Israel was caused by they not paying tithes. Not paying tithes. Malachi 3, 8 and 9. It says, will a man rob God? Those who don't pay tithes, yet you have robbed me. But you say, how have we robbed you? And says, you've robbed me in tithes and in offerings. Tithes and offerings. Tithes mean 10% of your increase. If you're a child, whatever you see that you get, 10% is for God. Even my pocket money, I used to give 10%. Yeah. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. The curse of eating your tithe is also there. Why? Many people don't know why things are not working. They try to use their tithe to pay their bills, but the bills keep accumulating. You're just not doing well. I've decided, I used to earn only $1,500 a month. I paid tithes out of it. $1,500. Yeah. He is getting $350 a week, right, my son? That's how much, $700. I was getting about that salary, type of. Because the second half was just for other bills. Amen. But I paid my tithes. Okay, and finally, so pay your tithe. It will be a blessing. Bible says you will not even have room to contain your blessing. And then finally, the curse of Hiel, which his two sons died during the construction of Jericho walls. I've told you that already. That he firstborn, God died when he started the foundation. Lastborn died when he finished. You should never walk in a curse. Now that you know these causes, please don't walk in them. Deliver yourself from friends that speak to you against God's word. Deliver yourself from you speaking to others against God's word. Somebody wants to go to church. Said, no, you don't go to this church. Hey, no, don't be a Christian. No, don't read your Bible. Hey. Deliver yourself from the curse of what? What's the third one? The curse of what? Lack of compassion. Yes. Lack of compassion. And all the other disobedience to the word of God, all those things. Put your hands together for Jesus Christ and rise to your feet. Put your hand on your heart. Say, Lord, deliver me from every curse. Every curse. Every curse. Every curse. A curse brings frustration. You will never be frustrated in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, I see somebody. Your course was not going well, but because of this prayer, your course will start going well. Your career will start going well. Your life will start doing better. Your health will be restored in the name of Jesus. Put your hand on your heart and pray, Lord, please have mercy on me. Help me to step aside from every curse and the cause of every curse. Help me to prevent it, because prevention is better than cure. Brother, when a curse comes upon you, it's more difficult to remove it. It's better to avoid it and look for the blessing. Father, give us wisdom to step aside of every one of these curses.
We believe the Word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive in Bartlett, Tennessee, this and every Sunday at 9 a.m. and again at 10:45 a.m. Be blessed. Yeah.